Rambam, who have a big argument about, well, the school of Galas Erba, is there a lav d'oraisa for individuals who have, we'll say, physical contact without relations. According to the Rambam, in certain cases, there's a lav d'oraisa, lo sikuv l'galas erva. The pasuk we'll read, not this week, but next Shabbos, the 13 days. And the Ramban says, no, it's only an asmachta. And he brings many rayas. And we spoke about some of the rayas the Ramban brought, some of the possible responses of the Rambam, which will continue today at Blineta. And we spoke about the idea of the two tevilas. Take a look, let's just review briefly, if you open the Gemara, our first Maramokam on the, she was the Tosis and Aflamad Amar Aleph, where Tosis discusses the question of tevila bizman and mitzvah. And Tosis says, Maisim b'chayom, no woman does this man tvilas nida, or shomeres, or zava even, because they're going at night instead of the day. So the women nowadays no longer go at the time when minat Torah would be appropriate for them to go to the mikvah. So this leads them to a discussion of tvila bismana. We don't accept tvila bismana mitzvah against Rabbi Nachanana. That's the maskon of Tosfos over here on the flower of Rav. The Mordechai, however, has a different approach. Turn to the Mordechai Tov Shin Lamed Dalet. Okay. Says over here as follows. Also, the Isha Lama Bimetu Mosa, Eliyeshla Litvol Miyad Bismana, Bechain Hitzrich Rabbein Shimshon, Esbito Litvol Bismana, Afila Bechoref, the AFLP She'ain Bala Be'ir. Shee! Let me tell you one thing. How much of what went on then? Today, no father should be telling his daughter anything about these things. She has nothing to do with his daughter's when she's going to the mikveh. Now, that's for her, husband and wife. I don't know. Maybe things were different in ancient times. Maybe Rabbi Shimshon was unique because he was a tzaddik and a gadol or whatever it may be. His daughter was consulted with him more than married women take consult with their fathers on these somewhat intimate matters. In any event. So here's a new version of Tefillah Bezman HaMitzvah. Unbelievable. That's why I asked you to take a look in the Beis Yosef. Right? If you have the Maran Makom, it's the Beis Yosef. In Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Siv Beis. Talk about what this means. So the Torah says, the Rach says Tefillah Bezman HaMitzvah. The Rabbi Natam says Lav Mitzvah. And the Yerushalmi is like the Rach. It says over there, Isha Shiesh Leves is Bala Machashi Jimei Vesto Bole Ado Amra She'osol Isha Lama B'tumasa. So the Beis Yosef discusses this question. It begins the beginning of what's called Siv Beis. Ikele Medak, my Hilkoch, Halozebi Atzmo, Masham Rabbeinu Chananel, Tfilas Mana Mitzvah. Who pushed to Shirot Slomer, Shemiyad Achash Yichli made Sphira. So Titbol, the Kavan Shkain Lo Shach, the Emma Hilkoch, Tfilas Mana Mitzvah, therefore, Tfilas Mana Mitzvah. It's a redundancy. What's this kind of the base Yosef? Okay, Shlomer. Rabbeinu Mari Benashi Didan. The Torah is talking about our women. That feel the row as deep as Tanya show as though Shivan Akim. The equal the main by the Tfila did who love his mana he. To Dilma also re of his man needles, how he said, Lord, he said, Tricha and Atora, this bar Ella, Shisha of a Hain. Right? Shisha of a Hain, so for Zion Akim. Oh, his man Zivas, Lord, he said, Tricha, that's what he should be yom, can I get yom? I think she also give me yom or two for me, because the main of the man Atora, how he had loved yom Zion. Vashtay not of us, Adleel Ches, Kiddle, come on. The cave of the lab is man in a Torah, he lo have your mitzvah. Yeah. That's the impression conveyed from Tosfos Daf Lamed. The kakos of the lesson. Now the cave and she'ain mis akvos bilitbo elemibnei takonis chachomim. Shemagi as man shekoval and chachomim. Tfilah bizmana mikri. Umitzvi. Umitzvi. And he quotes what we saw in the Mordechai. He quotes it from the Smag, Gisi, Rash, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimshon, or Reb Shimshon himself. If you look, Reb Shimshon, Reb Shimon, the different versions in my footnotes in the Bible of Zion. Shema lebitul litpol after chor v'sman afishin v'alabir ad kan, and it's found in Nagos. Ma'amin in the Mordechai. Alma, the man, the sava, tefillah v'sman of mitzvah. Against Tosis. Tosis of Laman said, no, now there's no Tosis on Mitzvah anymore. And the Beis Yosef shot in the Torah based on the Mordechai, Rabbeinu Shimshon, it's still considered to be Bismarck. Interestingly, we said over here, we saw in Tosis the Rachs of Bismarck and Mitzvah, and Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. There's another Mordechai. Tov Shin Nun Beis. Tov Shin Nun Beis. Towards the very end. Pascha ben Etam. The tefillah is mana ain't a mitzvah. The teda, that he saw in Torah Stav Lamed. Shemei kol anoshim shalom ain't told us the motzoi shiva liriyosim. V'sagal ben tefillah shetovel us the motzoi shiva lisfirasa. Shu motzoi shmona liriyosa. Fine. V'ho adem masik ba'alocha the Torah that's Stav Lamed. Shema mina tefillah is mana mitzvah. Ahi lav raihi. Dochi nami masik hazam hashas. Hosam. Shema mina Rabbi Kivi. He means sfrum lefanenu. Velo kaim lenochi. And the Kabbalah said, lo beinon. Sfrum lefanenu. We spoke about it our very first week. We started learning this in Yonim. Remember that? Way back in August. So talking about these Shivan Akim. When we talk kach, oser litbol b'shabbos yom kippurin. We can't be going to the mikvah on Friday night on Yom Kippur. For the Tanya Meister Perkama, the base of Perkama, the Yuma called Chai Vitzfilas Tolan Kedaka, Baby Tishov, Baby Yom Kippurim. Yeah, Heinle Beshamai, the Savi Tzfilah is Mana Mitzvah. You Paskin, nowadays there's no such thing anymore. For Rach, Rabbein Elio, Paskin, Tzfilah is Mana Mitzvah, Vechain Nira Liria of Zeruah, Vechain Nitzel Balachas Gedolos, the Mut the Little Beshabis, in the Yom Kippur, Shem the Tzfilah is Mana Mitzvah, Vechain Betchuba Zagon, Vechain Paskin, Vechuba Shemutler, Litbo b'Shabbes, v'chein dinid amaremes v'tovels v'pigodes v'in beitz adaf yudzayim, rabbi b'yom tip b'yom tip b'yom b'Shabbes v'yom kippurim, v'chein ama debar, denoshim tovos b'Shabbes. V'hod lo tavli b'motzit sheva l'viyosa, shudachai shinon, shem ayobo aleha, v'yassum ad rabbonon, ad motzit sheva l'sviyosa. That's exactly what the Rivosh said. But the Ramban said, "Bitlu the tefillah," because they're afraid of the cause of mikshol. Period. Yom Kippur? No, now we don't do Yom Kippur anymore. The next Mordechai talks a little about that. But Shabbos, yes, our mikvahs are open on Friday night, for sure. Now, it's interestingly, if you look in the Bach. Talks about the question of Shabbos. V'yesh Lomar, it's a big bold letters in my edition. V'yesh, if you see it. The Bach and Kuf Sai Zayin Beit. V'yesh Lomar, lo osa ben atam litbo b'Shabbos, elok shein ba'lo be'ir, avok shein ba'lo be'ir, muteres litbo b'Shabbos, afal gav the tefillah v'zmana ena mitzvah, mikom akom ika mitzvahs piriyah v'rivyah, u mitzvahs kiyum ona, v'chei kosa v'chumas adeshah simirashin and hey. A whole different story. Very important. Okay. As a matter of fact, the Beis Yosef himself discusses the question of going to the mikvah on time. The paragraph it starts right before Kosovo Ogur. When we come back on Nira, Shimbala Ba'ir, Mitzvah Litva Bismana. Shematzino and Erevin Samagimus on Yamar Makomus. Yoshua, Shenana Shabitl is Yisrael Mipiri of Arivia, Laila Achas. So if the husband's in town, she should go to the mikvah that day. You don't postpone it. Then he miss Acheres Militbo. Kine Litzaires Balo. I'll show him. We'll fix his wagons, right? Avera he biyoda. It's an Avera biyoda. Goremes kama roos ba'olam, Zohar, without the Zohar. We don't know what the Zohar really means. All right? Not allowed. However, it's implicit in this Beis Yosef that if her husband is not in town, obviously she can postpone it. And if he is in town, and she's not postponing it to spite him, to hurt him, but simply it's very, very inconvenient, especially in a case where it's not relevant to period of Arivia. How can that be? Some women are practicing contraception. That's our next topic. So in that case, it's not going to be relevant to period of Arivia, and she's not doing it to hurt him, but it's still inconvenient. It's a wedding, you know, it's hard to get to the mikvah, whatever it may be. So there's nothing wrong with postponing it. People get all freaked out. Because of the Zohar. I get questions. I'm freaked out, mamash. There's no way I can get to a mikvah. My sister's getting married. It's impossible. It's okay. So go to the next thing. Okay. And it's a very good instinct to want to go to mikvah at the earliest possible time. Even without the Zohar. But I suspect that probably maybe some of the colleges tell them they spook them out with the Zohar and they get discombobulated. I try to calm them down. Nigla, not Nista. You should go to the mikvah as soon as possible. And if it's Peru Revu, make every effort to go to the mikvah at 2 o'clock in the morning, if it's relevant to Peru Revu for that night. We've opened our mikvah all hours in that kind of circumstance. But if it's not doing it despite, everyone understands there's a wedding, and it's your own sister's wedding or something like that, you can't get out of the wedding. And it's impossible to go before, and it's impossible to go after. And it's not going to be relevant to Peru Revu that night. She's not ovulating anyway, let's say. She knows when she ovulates, it's 2 days. You postpone it then. No, don't go crazy about these things. Don't go crazy. Now the Bach does say that even if the husband is not in town, she should go to the mikveh as soon as possible. As soon as she possibly can. Look at the Bach right before Kosovo Mordechai. It's right the same page as before. It's as follows. After Agav Leleka Mitzvah Lubazmano, So that's why you have to go to the mikveh at the earliest possible opportunity. Adkan, introduction. We now open the Shulchan Aruch to Simen Kuf Tzadi Hey, which is our Simen. This is a little Kufsari Zion because it was the introduction, because there were certain leniencies which people had in Yimei Libuna, which of course do not apply nowadays because you only go to the mikvah at the very end. And we saw the Rishonim. So we go up with the Kufsari A Sif Aleph. So we read the first two lines already. Okay? And we saw the first Shach, which led us to this whole discussion. Now, V'lo Yischok, V'lo Yokel Rosh Ima, Afilu b'dvorim, Shema yargel avein. Ava mutlo l'siach animo d'kemen shabol epamach asul l'takav yitzrei. Okay? So we know yichud is permissible. Suga b'ashoshan, suga b'sanedin af l'am zayin. And if you remember, maybe you don't remember, we saw this I think once before, at the rush, the very end of the rush, we call the kitzer yichud, yichud nida b'kitzer, the one page, what does he say? Take a look. Look what it says. It's with a small Zion of the Madani Antip. We'll start from there. We'll be Shasri also at Chetipo, Yeshal the Srachek Sasmi Bible, Bidvorim Shevsha, Kiatora Osri Yichud, Shal Kolarias, Figandida Bikaris Sharias, and Shadova Koshali Zoyer, Miyichud Ishto Nida, Umotsu Remez Menamikra of the Hatha Yichud Nida Vidosh of Sanen and the Flam Zion. Suga b'shoshanim, yeah. Uveshvil shemisyache toder ima also gather with siyam sheyiskav es nidu seho. V'yamru Shabbos af yudalin shlo yochu al shulchan echad b'yameyam shesh. Well, once we're able to read it, shesh shulchan eshem ktanim v'fnei kol echad yinosim shulchan v'idna shekol b'nei abayis ochlim at shulchan echad ochel esim al shulchan. That's a chiddush. Avol yasek tzasek keira yosim kankan al shulchan b'neiam. Question is why? What do you need a hecker for if the only issue in the first place was only table for two? V'lo yigah bo afilu betz b'ktana v'kabel shum davar miyadam and the menichos of the fun of l'hu not lo Stop. In four lines, he gave the whole skitzer of Simon Kuf Sariyeh in the rush. But we'll get to those, we'll discuss things with Ian one at a time. But I wanted to point out to you that the rush's introduction is the reason why they had to make these achokas is precisely because the yichud is permissible, and you know what yichud will lead to. They had to make these achokas. Fine. We take a look at Rabosai in the Bir Agra here in Kuf Sariyeh. This is the Avos Rav Nosson which the Ramban quoted, and the Ramban says Tasmach Tabi Alma, and the Ramban says no, take it seriously. It's really for real. What does it mean? Dvarim B'Talim. What does Dvarim B'Talim mean? What do the words mean? Let's take a look at the Beis Yosef. He quotes the Rashba. Rashba tells you what Dvarim B'Talim means. Okay. So the Torah already quotes it. V'lo b'tashmish l'vad ela b'shum dov lo yikar iskar v'leo afilu b'dvarim imargilim le'erva lo yadabar ben ima. Oh. Not just Stam Dvar. Dvarim which are Magilim, the Erva. That's very, very important to understand. But that's what it means. They can't talk. It means Dvarim, Magilim, the Erva. That's what the Torah writes. And the source is a Rashba in the Torah Sabayis. The Rashba talks about all these things. And the... The Beis Yosef says over here, quotes the Rambam, Lo Yitzchak Lo Yogel Rosh Ima Shema Yargel Avera, quotes the Rashba, Hoch Yisra of Ovis Rav Nosson, Isha of Ines Tumas Lo Sikra of Yochel Chapkena Vizashkena Vida Be Ima Dvorim Betelen Kolomar. He answers Divrei Hergel. Tavalom Lo Sikra. What does Divrei Hergel mean? It means Hergel Avera, Hergel Lebiya. So that, you know, speak that kind of language to your wife at the time that she is a leader. How do you define these things? So we have to look at some of the more modern svarim to give some a general clue what they say. I brought two svarim with me. One is in Mishmeres HaTorah, which we have a whole beautiful, lengthy, blow-by-blow commentary on Simon Kuf Sariyeh. And the same in Pisrei Das, that talks about these matters as well, Harchokas. I'll give you the page numbers. You want to look it up later. Page Kuf Lamites. Sefer Pisrei Das. He talks about this in a footnote. Footnote Tesvav. Ein bedavar klal muchlat mayim adiburim sheyesh bem kiruv. Fishatoli meod beregilus adibur shebeinayim. Acha klal bazeh. Shetzorach kol echad livchon mehem mayim adiburim agormin lahargoshes kirva beneim ulihimona mehem. I've often asked the question, can I tell my wife when she's a nida, I love you, or vice versa? Here's my answer. Depends what the words mean. Some people, it's just a phrase, it's like hello, like goodbye. Sometimes that's a shprach. No, I love you, and hang up the phone. You know, that's like say goodbye. That's meaningless. There's no romance. There's certainly no kiruvah. That's a good words have become cheap today, right? So in that case, it's permissible. It doesn't mean anything. But on the other hand, if it's something which is reserved for its real meaning, kipshuto, then it shouldn't be said. Now, we cannot possibly asser all kinds of, we'll call it, bedroom talk for a couple when she's nida. That's the gemara that I asked you to see in Erev. people are not so careful about this sometimes. I think it's a very, very serious issue, which people are mezalzel in for various reasons, and I don't like it. Okay. Ah. Says more as follows. Kol ha-yoshen bekila she'ish v'ishto tshuyim ba. You sleep in the bedroom, we'll call it. As a husband and wife. Olav ha-kosav omer l'she'yame tegarshin mi'beis tanugel. Om Rav Yosef, afilu be'ishto nido. You know what this is quoted la'alocha? In the Taz, in the Chosukah. Yeah. Because the Rambam says in his place, the minig was that a married man didn't sleep in the sukkah because he doesn't want to leave his wife and she won't come to the sukkah. I offered my wife to come to the sukkah. She refused. It's okay. So, Frank the Taz, what if she's a Nida? And she's a Taz with this Gemara. The couple should be together even when she's a Nida. So, Rabbi Forrest, in his beautiful safe, which I don't have in front of me now, and Hilchos Nida, on page 104, footnote 2, he says, you can't say that they can't talk about any such thing, because the Gemara isn't even Ishtan either. You look in the Rabbeinu, you know, they're over here. They don't have it because they have it under the riff. Okay, we'll take care of that soon. Rabbeinu Yonason? I saw. I'm on the riff now. I thought I had the riff, no? I missed it. Okay, I'm sorry.
Further up.
Oh, this is Rabbeinu Yonason? That's what he means? Is that the Rabbeinu Yonason we're talking about? Mm-hmm. A Rabbeinu? Dape Harif. Oh no. Yeah, I don't write down Dape Harif. Now we gotta figure this one out. With a total of 35 Dapim, and we're halfway through the Masechta. Alright, we'll give a guess. Oh, come on. We're close. Test went off, so you had an hour. Thank you.
The last one,
you okay.
The last thing.
I feel you, thank you. I wasn't off by much. Okay. I feel you neither. The Lekka Minias Tashmish. I feel Hochi Bosha Haisha Lishkav Shom. Vidivrate Sneus. Sheben Ish the Ishto. Eino Yochel Omer also. Womit Starim Shneim. What did I thought? Not supposed to talk to Divrei Tznius. She's a Nida. No, but force brings arrived from here. A Divrei Tznius, you should talk. Yeah, Divrei Hergel not, but Divrei Tznius. Yes, his word is fondly. So the question now becomes: what about sort of light talk in general? So in this beautiful sefer, Mishmeres HaTahara, he has a lot of chumras here. So before we get to the his beautiful whole commentary in the Shulchan Aruch, he has in Perek Ches Bekitzer, he talks about this in the state of Mishmeres HaTahara. In Perek Ches Sif Hei, he writes, Lo Yischok V'yech Oresh Im Afilu B'dvorim Kon Dibre B'dichus Hadas Hu Schok V'kalas Rosh Shem Dvorim HaMagilin Le'ervo V'evinu De'Mikshol. Ain't sarach lomash also the davrei ma divrei hergel of the tiflus with hainu divrei ava vecheshek. We should call it something. We might call it erotic talk, or even romantic talk. That shouldn't be done. But he's even prohibiting v'dichas adas and schok kalas rosh. Now, schok. I don't know if those three phrases are identical. V'dichas adas is one thing, and schok and kalas rosh is something else. You know what the Mishnah's Mishnah? You're learning obvious this time of the year. Schok v'kalas rosh magilin le'arvim, but v'dichas adas. B'dichas Adas, it seems to me to be a little bit different. For example, Mischakim. Call Mischakim in Mishto Kagon Shachmat. What's that mean?
Chess.
Av she'ein be mitzaratzam kalas rosh, asur mimeni dosa. Ve'ein lecho hergel b'dvarim gdolim izeh, misachek ima v'aviras nitzuach b'zman ha'mushach. Again, who's going to win the chess match? I don't know. Atke dekach? Who says so? Hagrishal Yashiv. He quotes it later on in Sharatzian Ha'ara 13 at the back. Sharatzian Ha'ara 13. He says like this. Ezek Mamusha, and he quotes again from Rabbi Yashiv. Not everyone agrees with him. I saw that quote from the Chut Shani of Nissen Karelitz. Nissan Karelitz says that Shachmat is mutter and Dvar B'dichusa is mutter. In other words, they're both consistent. He prohibited B'dichus Adas. Rav Karelitz says no. Schok and Kalas Rosh, that's prohibited. But B'dichus Adas, you know, a little light moment to play chess, is permissible. Permissible. Yeah. That's what I would say. Well, it does say in Ovis, in Perik, anyone learn Perik Ovis yesterday? Our minig exists. Nothing's not so happened. No one does it anymore. Al tar besicha ma'isha. Be'ishto amru. Ovis Rav Nosson explains, be'ishto nida. And Rashi quotes it in Perik Ovis, Rav Yonah quotes it. So al tar besicha ma'isha. So that means stam, too much discussion is already a potential problem. Does that really mean that? You can't talk to your wife if she's in need. Let me get rid of all these. Let's look up Pirkei Avos. Avos, the first thing. Perek Aleph. I missed it. Mishnah Hay. Al tar besicha misha mishtaru kavom eshes chaveru. Let's take what the mefarshim say. Rashi, tell me Rashi first. Afilu yishtecha pishata mesbatla medivrei Torah. Your wife is 1 second, please. I have to deal with some emergency. 1 second, please. Oops, two. Hello? I can't talk now. I'll call you back. So someone passed away from shul. I'm thinking it wasn't. Sorry. So, yeah. You know, I don't know what the words they use today by you guys. They never had these terms when I was getting married, but now they talk about low maintenance and high maintenance. You familiar with those terms? They don't use them anymore? They're not passé yet? The person gets married, his wife is low maintenance, she lets him be. Go to Beis Medrash. Go learn. High maintenance, she has spent time with me. So they're saying, I guess anyway, once you're married, you have to do what she wants. If you maybe should marry a low maintenance woman to begin with, then you want to be married so much, you should be spending and learning. You have a fight with Reuven. Don't you dare tell your wife. Why? She'll start a fight with Reuven's wife. Let me help machlekas out of it. It's true. Women protect their husbands. A good wife protects her husband. A good wife will protect the husband, and someone who starts up with a husband is in the doghouse. That's right, that's right. And vice versa. Someone checks with your wife, she thinks that lady's in the doghouse. Man or lady. Just to escalate the fight, it has to be both spouses. So don't tell your wife anything about it. Someone insulted you. There's no need for you to know about it. Okay? That's one, the two verses of Rav Nosson, Eretz Yisrael. One comes from Sarfas. Ishtonida. Kadei shalo yovel imoli de'aver. Fila tahora. Fisha both will be divrei Torah. Rebbes and Rashi, presumably let Rashi learn. I say Rashi became Rabban Shal Yisrael. His wife. It's all thanks to his wife. If not for Mrs. Rashi, she would chep him and take his time with Narishkeit. He would never be able to write his Perushim. So Rashi knew of what he spoke. Okay. Fine. Rashi's daughters followed suit because Rashi has wonderful, amazing sons-in-law who produce wonderful grandchildren. They must have their wives for all the notion of a base Rashi must have all followed their grandfather's child, Rashi's child, and that's how they became to speak to Talmidei Chacham. This is Rashi's child. Okay. Okay. What does the Rambam say? What is this unbelievable thing? This is Rambam's time. V'yodua ki asicha im noshim al rov omnam hi b'inye habir. What? What on is the Rambam's time? You can't learn from the Rambam's time. Obviously, if that fact would still be true, then of course it's al tava sicha minish. I don't know about your marriages, but I can say to myself, it's absolutely not true. Okay, it's not even close to being true. So if the facts change, so then the halacha changes. You can be marav sicha about other things. The Rambam is coming from, in the olden days. Perhaps the way it used to be that way. I don't know. Things are different. I don't know what the world was different in those days. They quote from the Masechta Derech Eretz. How do I get that? Oh, here in the Masechta Ketanos. Masechta Ketanos. What? The program have names? I want to say Perek Aleph. I'm not sure where I'm going to find this. It's supposed to be Perek Aleph, but we'll find out if this is really Perek Aleph or not. See you soon. In any event, it's a base for that Rambam. But that was true maybe in those days. These are not the same anymore. Now, it's interesting, the Or Zeruah has a lot about Harchokos. Ooh. about Achakas, but I'm not finding what I'm looking for yet. I missed it. Anybody see it? And I'm not so good at scanning things. Missed it again. So he talks over here in the Ozerua and Simon Shin Samach about Ribu Sicha. You have to find it for me. He says you shouldn't do it. Okay. That, if you, Nahagol Sharidura picks it up from him, that all Ribui Sicha is not allowed. Halacha Lamaisa, even he paskins, no, it's not true. Ribui Sicha is permissible. I'm guessing the reason it's permissible nowadays, because what we saw described in the Rambam, is just not true anymore. It's just not true. It's just a totally different Metzius than used to be. Also, the Adam Laharvest Dvorim Shalol and Sorech, Himisht Onida, Kidna Bisht Amakavan Shaver. Nothing, doesn't say anything about Bia, nothing, just stop Bia Shalol and Sorech. We do not pass in this way. We don't pass in this way. Who disagrees? So, sorry, this huge Arzarua who talks about it, there's also a significant Meiri talks about it. He threw it in, you know, where does it fit? It doesn't really fit into Masechet Nidah so much. He has an Afsam of Dalet. And there he says, oh, throw up a tailin, Rasaloma, Shich Sichas Shashua V'Divrei Hergel. That's not allowed. But that's it. That's throw up a tailin of Asterab Nosim. All right? But other than that, oh, this is the call. Excuse me. Thank you. Hello. Yeah. Malach Amavis doesn't take any vacations. Right, so we're talking about this important matter. So he has over here that I thought was very nice. Very nice. Watch this over here. Watch. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. He quotes the Ravid, the Rashba, the Ron Batalin. That's what, when that was the fact, talk about these matters, they shouldn't be spoken about. Halacha lemaisa, Rov Poskim, he says, hold at the Meiri, and that's the mashma, the Raivid, the Ramban, right? Yes, it's true, we're in Pirkei Avos before, were we? Chok v'kalus rosh magil in the erva. That is certainly true. That is certainly true. And let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Chok v'divrei sicha v'tel on kalus rosh magil in the erva. Watch this. Avol kovad rosh v'yira Hem siyog l'arayas shekozos hamishne b'siyogim medaberes. Okay, very very nice. The Rabbeinu Yonah says. However, if you look again in the Mishnah, back to the Mishnah and look again in the Tiferes Yisrael. Was chok? Was chok? Spaten. Spass. Spass a joke. Kalas Rosh. Leichtzen. Levity, I guess. Magila the Yerva, watch what he says. I did zilzul kvod efshe shiyach to Adam. Chains nus shu amiyuchat shu bechatoim. Shiyach shu b'lishtanus vod b'nez b'ni Adam. Efshe shiyinatsen b'imena that he's boshish b'nit bohos l'dvar aveira. Or they should yashiv yofa mate besofo, kshefsha she sparse and clona bako, who we also shiyama the end of a busha, hashamla of Olam and Nitzri, with her posel of Timche, Abedora Hushmana, Ulai de Tschok, or the Tsonas Yachad, you guys see a dodi or ishvisha, vis Kabu Yachalois Boshosh, or the Kalas Rosh, or Yachshon Kiachuiso Mora Kilana, Nimsa Sheeli Agululi Erevo. Person loses his inhibitions. What does it say? That Leitzonus Achas Docha Meir Tochovas. You don't think straight. Get down to Leitzonus. Watch this. Miu Loka Omar Atzvus V'Kovid Rosh Siyog L'Fnei Erva. Didn't say that. The Atzvus Vale Mida Geruah Himaod Ven Ashchina Shor Emaotzev V'Kovid Rosh Nami Rak B'Shas HaTfila Yofa. You know, the Mishnah Ein Omdim Kovid Rosh. Ushneim and Nios Gedolos Vavodas Hashem. You're too morose. You're too sad. No. Tana says, you have to be careful. But the Lord is tapping a simcha l'schok. L'kalas k'guf, l'kalas arosh. Yipol gamaresh l'sachet, hanoresh l'znus. So you have to be a balance. Very, very important balance. Very, very important balance. Here in the Sefer, he quotes. That was all. You want it's all on page Kuf Lamed Tes. On page Kuf Mem, he goes a step further, and he says there were things which Rabbi Yosef asks us. What does he ask her? Look at the examples. Look. He says, "L'sachek yachad b'mischak." We saw before. You shouldn't play chess. Likro b'iton yachad. Keep the newspaper together. Asur litlos kvisa yachad. Can't hang the laundry together. Which was so romantic about either a newspaper or hanging laundry, but I don't know, maybe in Eretz Yisrael they don't have the things we have. That's their fun. Okay. Kamokain. Ein leches yachad shemachzikim biyodim shal yelad mishnei atzadim. Shesh was the Indian shal kirva. They have the babies walk and they hold it from two sides. Listen. I would say that's probably correct if it's avoidable. If it's unavoidable, the kid won't walk. It would be permissible. Then it says, on next page, Kuf Memala, Ein lahachil tinok lenashko ulishtashe imo shuav birke hashen. Say it, I can understand this. Let's say I understand. So again, there just introductory remarks to some of the harchokas we have to talk about, which are, you know, beyond the Beferish array. Now here we have the question which the Ramban said. Do you remember the language of the Ramban from Thursday? What a powerful language. He was trying to disprove the Ramban. And he said, Udvarim betelim, she udvarim betelim asur min haTorah. Remember that line? Like, all right. Did we read it? Yes or no? We didn't read it? Uh-oh. I guess we got distracted. Because we went from the Ramban to the Rivash. I thought we finished the Ramban. Oh, if we didn't read this, then it's trouble. No, that I know, but I thought we did this too. We didn't see this at all? We never even opened this? Oh, so I apologize. I thought we read this already. Oy, oy, oy. This is very, very important. Some of it's repetitive from Shabbos. He quotes the Rav. What did the Rav say? Lo sikim v'lo gal ha'serva. Harav Motza Abraisa Mefurashim V'Tolam with the Rav Ilan Godel. It's not true. Ain't of a kenshi b'chkriva she'em am gili arayis chibuk nishik lavu malchus. Because in Shabbos, Afyud Gimel, Sholu Benida, we saw this tomorrow on Thursday. The mut lishkev ish b'alim b'mita achas him b'bigdo v'hu b'bigdo. Hoyo man misha osa v'hele b'thil rab p'dos. Some rab p'dos. Lo osra Torah l'kriva she'em am gili arayis erva b'lvat sh'nem ish ish el kol sher. So lo sikiv u'legal os erva v'hine. Ain't no sikiv u'legal os erva nidrash lem lavu f'ay atzmo. Kibreis ha'shnir b'sifra. Avi Rishu, the Kreva Shil Gili Erev Bavat. Umina Yadua, old Bimin Hogan, Betalmud, Shemoisa, Braisa, Azu, Etzlam Emes, Vahoyo Dvorav Shil Rabbi Pedas, Chalukin, Bikach, Hoyo Bali, Agamora, Mevi, and also Allah, the Tufta, Rabbi Mesve, Nemeshna, Umala, Mimena, Tufta, the Raptos, Tufta, the Kaven Shil Rasu Kain, Avi Mehem, Kietlam Zaisa, Midrabonon, either totally Midrabonon. Or, there's another or in Rambam. O, Yemen HaTorah, the call the Mishani v'Yisura Yisuru, ke'inyan b'chatzi shir. Chatzi shir also men HaTorah ma'cholas asuras, but there's no malchus on it. So chatzi shir, I mean, it's a little bit unusual phraseology. It's not bia, it's chatzi shir of bia. That'd be b'doraisa, but no malchus. I will aim to yikim b'bish b'lar azel akoras machta b'yalma. You find the main... And the word kreva in Tanakh means bia. Can you imagine that? That's a possible first. I went close to her and I didn't find Basulam. Why did we get closer? Well, we touched. I didn't find Basulam. A kreva means that bia and didn't find Basulam. Otherwise, it's a meaningless statement. How did she become pregnant if it just got close to her? Hey, I'll take show Alicia. We saw this. Isha Asher Tikkava called Behema Livosa. And the Kreva Shal Revia. I have Pedos holds that way, but Shach HaChamim disagree with him. Yeah. Tikkav Pedos. No. Dasha Ein Machlokos Avi Pedos Vechaver Bezeh. Aval Amayim Hoyash Oshelos Amenida Imuteras Lishka Vembala Bemita Achas. He be big devu be big dev. Afal Pish Yesh Bishenim Bemita Achas. Kreva v'chimum zeh mizeh im yishkuvu shnayim v'cham lahem poskan koheles chol sheshem mita'achas yav shalahem v'lo negiyah. And it says in brochus yigagomus yeshem od chashash biya v'rav Yosef lesa mitam chashash biya k'derech she'osu v'of shlo yalim agvina b'shulchan echad af api shafilu ha'achila midirem kol shkem mekan sheshrivosim v'mita'achas korv l'dal biya. Yeah, that's more sense v'techinu zeh mishum ikashinu yivideyas. What's Shinu Vidayas? It takes two, right? And it's Shinu, because apparently in the olden days, people slept without pajamas. So if the couple was a married couple, they sleep without pajamas. Now they put on pajamas, that's a Shinu. And it's Deus, you need two people to commit the sin. As opposed to, we think it's a funny comparison, as opposed to meat and cheese, where there's no change and there's no need two people. So that's why you can't compare these two situations. Fascinating Gemara. Achakach bonav osan adav neshiyesh b'shriv osan mitachas kreva v'tano azem izeh. It says in Yecheskel, v'esh eish esireyu t'lo timein, v'lisha nidah lo liikra, v'makash eish nidah li eish esareyu, ma eish esareyu hu bevigdo bevigdo osu v'shur, av ishto nidah bevigdo bevigdo osu, kloma, shadav yadua, shabi eish esareyu osu l'asas kain. I feel like stockless master, the coal erva, the cost of mazin imena, hek me aleha da kecha, val tik of a pesra besa, shafil below yichot, chen and bona to the day of era, mina uno aksuva mise. Fim kain, af nida varayas, shall shari suas legamim, mitam makriva, I feel like all the isubia, shamashini videas, alza armu plira pedos, shu sover, shain isur, varayas shall share. Ella begili erva. From Kain, the hook surely ashes ish, shakom odemar shu also shreshlomo tovayach Kain. That's the machlokes. That's the machlokes. No one said it's a doraisa. The machlokes is, how far I have to go in harchokas for ishto nida, compared to ashes ish or not? Okay? And Eula doesn't hold his hekesh, nashe bach yosav, hefse mushinoi, abayadayu, lokadech anoshkin, akera, even though that's ashes ish. Kulam elam amedrish hazeh milosik v'legal hazer v'osim v'yosim v'hekesh akosim v'yicheskel v'apudos v'lematirin l'osir Torah. What do you mean l'osir Torah? Eino osir klal. He gives two other examples we've found. Three other examples. V'neila daiti. Watch this now. Habraisa shnir b'sifro. Torah's Kohanim, right? On the puzzle in Sefer Vayikra. Ein ala le'isir ha'shchiva b'kiruv basar she'yiyu shnein arubin. And even that, ikra'a smachta b'yalma b'shem chashash b'yir, shakal modem b'zeh, kiritan kidushin, etc. If the machlokas rav pedas, b'shal Torah, b'medrish halav shalo sikivu, heicha b'makash ishtanid alesh Yisrael, b'yishrael yu b'bigda asur, afeishtanid b'bigda b'asur, halo inyan akreba b'chol arayis kosum, El kol shem b'sor lo sikavu lo sikavu. Uve need the kosev mefurish lo sikav. Ve'inenu kosev b'eshes ish. What do you mean? You're comparing need of eshes ish. You don't find the eshes ish lo sikav. You find by the introduction of arayis in general. And by neither. What do you need to compare the eshes ish for? Ke'neviru yisod bin memed ula kol kreva osam shem lech lecha lech lecha amiru nizuru schor schor lekamu lo sikav. You tell the nose, don't go near a kerem. Because he's also the wine, so too over here. In Cain Koladvaram and Liyisim and Alav Azesh Alosikov. Okay, fine. Fine. Pligrav Pedas, not what? Altikrav El Pesach Bezaz Uzona. Pligrav Pedas. Kezona Etzam Hanivelet Mishen Kedushin Tosavo. Go on Arias. Flo Husharni Alel Adas Pedas Brachachazu. And the Talmud Echad, what does it say, Talmud Echad? Right? What does it say over here? What does it say? Lo nasa ponim la Torah. This we saw on Thursday, right? What he says now? Shriyamr Torah, Alisha Nunez Tumas Lotukum. And Shabra Zera shall devrayam nanash, uporaskedish chen unachash. Vimhoya or vimalav mina Torah, Hoya Omer, Baruch Hamokum Sharogo, Shabra Divre Torah. And the Gramasu ponim. What's Masul Ponim? A Getter and Siyog. What do you find in Brochus of Chav? Es the Ponim of Yisrael. Shekosavtu lem a Torah. Vachalta v'savota. Vehem diktiku al atzman al kazayas al kebeta. Kolomar. Shem nosim ponim la Torah. Vani es alem ponim. It's a derabonon. Nasiyas ponim means a derabonon. A derabonon. Oh. Okay. Fine. Mas upon it. The Rabbi Chiburo Hagodol, he writes what we saw already in the Rambam. Where did he get all this from? Where did he get it from? What did he say? Even Dvorah Mevil and the Gilyarva. Oh, Mr. Abnosim, it says that's true. It says it's true. Look what he says. On that basis, we say, Hosef, a Rab, not only physical contact, even Remizo Kfitzi, here's the line. Vehem be'emes, what the Rambam says, Dvorim b'teilim, she'yeh b'medabra mishto nida sicha b'teila, lavo magos b'nator. It's Dvorim b'teilim, in our language, say that the Dvorim b'teilim, Omos Rav Nosson, is a lav b'nator. That's what he says. So therefore, the same as that's impossible, so the same thing of Kirub Basar is also impossible. The answer is the Rambam disagrees. Rabbi text, you know, what they say that once one man's reductio ad absurdum is another's enochinami. Enochinami. The Rambam says that Dvorim b'teilim is an Issa d'oraisa. He says the beferish. He says the beferish. He says it klar. He says it. And therefore, other possible don't say it. It's tzorachim. Rambam holds enochinami. But we're talking about erotic talk. Talk about which needs to be him. That's Dvorim B'teilim. Takanis and Darais. Yeah, Nechinami. Rambam goes to Dvorim B'teilim and Rambam thinks it's true. It's true. It's true. And the Rambam said so. The Rambam, I'm just sorry for what we saw in until now. He says it in the Yadach HaZaka as well. He says it with Farish. I'll end with this because we're out of time. Sefer HaChinuch. Just look in Sefer HaChinuch. HaChinuch. The Chida talks about it in Kuf Peches. Very important. Very important. He holds with the Rambam. Once we're at the topic, we spoke about this once before, so this we're here already. Kamasi has Mashayim. What does that mean? What does Alechu? What does that mean? Ish no se ish. Isha no se isha. We live in Eretz Mashayim, gentlemen, but that's not for now. Okay. So he says, Mishar Shea Mitzvah. He says that this can lead to bad things. It's a terrible thing. And he made certain specific prohibitions, etc., etc., etc. Can you look at her? Watch what it says. The Rebbe Pronta Rechukah Shesir Alein Benin Yazer. Aber klar adam hu shol yas adam shum dover ba olam ha mevil le hero benashim lo be meise lo be dibu lo shum remes le karav das isha akala im dato ele be ishtal le vat ve ein bi ev shol hagit prote en yonim she yeda adam lasos le karav ele be das isha ukal chen es kiru zichron le vrocha mehem tzas u vishar Yizoyer kol echad v'yechad nishmar atzmo t'imash yimtzas gufo ki Hashem yir lelevav. Some people have to take more, make more siyogim. Some have to make less siyogim. You have to know what to do. Everyone has to know. A person shouldn't say, I'm a chosok atay, but I don't have such a big yetzahara. Nah, I don't need this. I have no problem. My yetzahara is not going to overcome me. Harbe omru kein v'nichshalu. And don't lay a yetzarta with a thousand a raven. Don't you dare. Only gedolim, not for you. They were like malochim. But we have to be very careful in whatever Chazal tell us. And therefore, inyan zeh koshim mo v'yetzara chazak bo, akein tzara kol odom laharbos b'shmira. Laharbos b'shmira. And a person should think that he has to watch himself. What does he do? He is supposed to be what's called over here Marbe and Gidara. Okay, fine. The Noheg is B'chol Mokum V'chol Zman B'zuchorum and Akevis. Applies to women too. Gam Lehen Osu Lahar Acher Ha'anoshim Zulasi V'Valein Shalein royal and the hamshich kol cheshkan v'cheftzon v'chein yasu v'nos yisrael aksheirus. Wow. This is the chinuch. So, you don't need any commentary. Everyone should try to be ma'abe b'shmira, and if he mo'ta atzma should tzorach gether, everyone has to look at himself in the mirror and say what kind of gether he or she needs to avoid this. But both sides, we conclude today, I guess, the introduction. Tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, we get to the real action. We get to Simon Kuf Sadi Hei, Siv Beis, Bad Negiya, and Oshata, Besiyah, and Bishmai. Okay.